صلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وأصحابه ولا رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. I had some, I don't know, my computer crashed as I had started the session, so that's why I had to leave and come back. But alhamdulillah, now I'm back and good to go. let us get started, inshallah, with the Kahoot first. Bismillah ta'ala. Okay. So just go to kahoot.it. That's the website. And then you enter Ali Uncle the this game pin 214806, and that's how you enter Kahoot. Okay, let's get started, inshallah. The game pin will be displayed in the bottom here. Inshallah, you can join it as the game goes on. Harf jar, you see the guy is pulling something. what comes after a harf jar? Another harf, an ism, ism majrur, or nothing. And the correct answer is an ism majrur. Okay. Now, of course, an ism comes after a harf jar, but what we want to say more precisely is ism majrur. That's the terminology. That's the terminology we'd like to use, inshallah. Okay. The word jarra yajurru means to draw, to pull. True or false? Jarra yajurru. And the answer is true. Jarra yajurru means to draw or to pull something. And that's where the word majrur comes from, because the, you know, kasra is pulled down. All right, next question. Any ism in status jar is called ism majrur. Any ism. True or false? The correct answer is false. This is a slightly tricky question. I think it wasn't worded that well, but that's okay. What the intent of the question was that an ism that's majrur, we won't call it ism majrur. For example, we would have wal asri. Al asri is majrur because of the wa, the waw of the qasam, the waw of the oath. You won't say that's a ism majrur. You want to reserve the term ism majrur only for the ism that comes after harf jar. Okay? It says status jar. Oh, I meant to say status majrur, sorry. Alright, any ism in status majrur. Sorry, now it's supposed to be majrur, not jar. Anything, any word that that has status majrur is not ism majrur. That's the idea. Ism majrur, the term is only used to describe the harf jar, the word that comes after it. Okay? That's the only thing. I think the question was not that well worded, but that's okay, inshallah. Waw of qasam is not a harf jar. Correct. Waw of qasam is not a harf jar. It is a harf of qasam for oath. It also makes something majrur, but we're not going to call it harf jar, and neither will we call it is the thing that is majrur. We won't call it ism majrur. All right. All right. Next question. Sorry, that was a little of a a bit of a tricky question or perhaps unclear, but no problem. Every harf makes the ism after it majrur. True or false? Every harf. The answer is false because you have a harf, like for example, the connector harf in إِذَا جَاءَ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ وَالْفَتْحُ. This is a connector harf, right? A connector wow. This does not make the ism after it majrur, right? It connects it to nasru, and that is marfu. So every harf does not make the ism after it majrur. Only the harf jar and only the harf of qasam, the oath. Okay. The word wow is a harf jar. The word wa is a harf jar. True or false? The answer is false. Wow. Let's open the notes for a minute here. Where are we? Oh man. Okay. All right, let's look at the word, let's look at the harf, okay? Connector, jar, and oath, okay? I am a little, just a little sore throat. That's why I sound a little creaky. Connector, black box on the screen, okay, hold on. Okay, how's it now? It's okay now? Is it gone? Okay, yes, alhamdulillah. Great, thank you. Okay, three categories. Connector, what's the word, what's the harf in the connectors? What's the harf? Wa, right? There's others, but really the one that matters is wa, all right? What is the role of a connector? It connects two isms in meaning and matches the status. Okay, if the status here is shita'i, if it's majrur, the wa will make it majrur, was saifi. If the status is marfu', nasru, the wa will make it marfu', wal fathu, and so on and so forth. We don't have an example of a mansub there, but you can get the idea. We did it in the tutorial, alladhi khalaqal mawta wal hayata. Do you remember from the tutorial of Surah Mulk? Mauta wal hayata. That's what the connector harf does. That's the waw. Okay. Now, in the harf jar, the jar, the collection of harf jar, what are the harf jar that we've seen? We've seen li, we've seen min, we have seen fi, right? But the wow is a connector. Wow is not a harf jar. So you notice when we were doing this min al jinnati wan nas, right? We were doing min al jinnati wan nas. We said the wa here is not a harf jar. The wa is in fact connector harf. It's a separate word all together. the wow is not part of it. Correct? Qasam, what's the word for qasam? The word for qasam is waw again, right? So the waw is not a harf of jar. The waw is connector or the oath. Now, the waw could make something majrur. For example, qasam wal asri. The waw could make something majrur because it is connecting it. Rihlata shita'i was saifi. But it is not what, people? It is not a harf of jar, right? Is that part clear now, inshallah? Right? This is a good learning opportunity. This quiz is a good one in some ways because it brings out concepts, inshallah. All right, next one. Which of the following words is a harf jar? Fi, min, li, or all the above? All of the above is correct, alhamdulillah. All of them are harf of jar. All of them are jar. All right, let's go to the next one. Which of the following words means in? Fi, min, li, or none of the above? The answer is... Fee. Correct. Fee means in. Very good. Next word. Which of the following words means from? Fee, min, li, or none of the above? The correct answer, mashallah, is min. Ahsantum, everyone did really well with that one. Next question. Which of the following words means for? Fi, min, li, or none of the above? Yay, alhamdulillah, li is the correct answer. That means for, alhamdulillah, all praises, for Allah, li ilafi Quraysh, for the security and protection of Quraysh, etc., etc. All right, that is awesome. Awesome, mashallah. Sister Summer has a slim lead over Sister Halima. They're in, neck and neck here, mashallah. But it's never over until the last question. Last question is, which of the following words means is? Fi, min, li, or none? The correct answer is none. Yay, alhamdulillah. None is the correct answer because what? Correct, as implied, there is no actual word in Arabic for is. Excellent. Ahsantum. Jazakumullahu khayran. Okay, let's see who has won. Third position, Sister Radad, mashallah. Second position, Sister Halima, 10 out of 10 questions. And the first position is, oh boy, there is a Sister Summer, mashallah. The full, I like this new animation, mashallah. It's pretty awesome. Brothers, where are you at? All right, alhamdulillah. That was great, mashallah, jazakumullah khairan. That was, I think, a quiz that helped us get some insight about harf of jar. All right, now, today, inshallah ta'ala, today we are going to start our study of jumla ismiya. All right, basic ism sentence. We are going to begin it, inshallah ta'ala, one more time. Just give me 1 second here. I have to fix something here. And then we will begin, inshallah. Just give me a second here. All right. So, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Let us look at the this thing here, our simple ism sentences. Okay, simple ism sentences are very, very important because this is going to set us up for a study the next little while, inshallah. All right, let us start at the very beginning again and look at wasulhu khair. Right, you look at this this ayah wasulhu khair. And we had translated this as, and the reconciliation is good. Okay? As-sulhu, reconciliation, khayrun, good. Okay? That was the ayah. The question we had asked was, is there the word is in the ayah anywhere? And if you notice here, you have wa, which is and, as-sulh, which is the reconciliation, khayrun, which is good, which means the word is, isn't really in the ayah. It's not really like a, it's not really a word in Arabic, as we also just discussed in our Kahoot. So this brings us to the basic ism structure. The basic ism structure is as follows, okay? You have the starting ism, reading it this way, right? I'm going to read this going this way. Or maybe I can change this to an arrow. Can the arrow change directions? No, mashallah. Never mind. Let's reading it this way. All right. So, what is it that we're reading? As-sulhu is khair. That is how the structure of the sentence is set up. Starting ism is some information about the starting sentence. That is how the basic ism structure is set up. Okay. You look at the translation. Again, we're reading it this way. The reconciliation is good. Right? The reconciliation is good. The is right in between the starting ism and the news. That's where the is right in between the two. And this is an important aspect. This is actually how we define our basic ism structure. Okay. Where the basic ism sentence or the ism sentence is called jumla ismiya. It's called the ism sentence is called the jumla ismiya. Al jumla al is Al-Jumla Ismiya. Okay, this by the way is a Hamzatul Wasl. This Alif is a Hamzatul Wasl, not Hamzatul Qatar. All right? Just be aware of that, please. Maybe I'll copy paste this here just to make sure that you don't mistake it for that. All right, there we go. Al-Jumla Al-Ismiya. Okay? The what does Jumla mean? Jumla means sentence. Jumla means sentence. Ismiya comes with the word ism, that is the ism sentence, al jumla ismiya. Okay, now the sentence, the jumla ismiya, it is a sentence that begins with an ism, okay, and it gives information about that ism, okay, it is. That is the jumla ismiya in a nutshell. It begins with an ism, gives information about that ism. Okay, just like as-sulhu khair. As-sulhu begins the sentence and we need some information about it. It is good. It is reconciliation is good. So that is what a jumla ismiyah in a nutshell looks like. Now, let's look at some terminology. Right? Terminology is important. We have to learn terminology because if we don't learn terminology, we will be handicapped. Terminology allows us to expand our learning. Without it, it will be difficult for us to really build on anything. Okay? So here's the terminology that we're going to be using. Starting ism, this guy. Starting ism. We won't call it starting ism. We will call it the mubtada. It's called the mubtada. This begins the sentence. This is the thing that is before the is. All right? Two important pieces of information. It begins the sentence, number one. And number two, it is before the is. Right? Look at the word mubtada. Its root letters are R1 is ba, R2 is dal, and R3 is hamza. Right? That's one of the words I asked you to look up a while ago. Bada'a, right? Bada'a, do you remember what bada'a meant? Bada'a meant to? To begin, right? To begin something, to start something. That's its root meaning. That's the family one meaning of bada'a, right? So that's how it's connected. It's mubtada, the starter, the thing that starts the sentence. Literally, that's what it means, the thing that starts the sentence. All right? That's the first terminology. The is implied through the grammar. There is no term for it. All right? There is no terminology for it. But we're writing it, and we're going to continue writing it for a little while in brackets because we want to really drill home the idea that mubtada comes before is, and the khabar, the information, comes after is. Okay? This is the other piece of the puzzle. The khabar. The khabar is, again, two things about it. Number one, it is it's information that is about the mubtada, and it comes after the is. That is your khabar. Mubtada and khabar. These are the two core pieces of a jumla ismiya. All right? What are the two core pieces of the jumla ismiya? Mubtada and khabar. They are the two important pieces of this sentence. There are more things to come, but these are the two foundational pieces. Now, when studying jumla ismiya, we always ask two questions. Number one, where is the mubtada? Where is the mubtada? That's question number one. Question number two is, where is the khabar? All right? That is how we will approach a jumla ismiya. All right. Let's look at was-sulhu khayr, right? Reconciliation is good. Let's write out the mubtada. All right, tell me, what is the mubtada, people? Mubtada is there was-sulhu? As-sulhu, yes, indeed. Sorry. Correct? The waw is a harf. Isn't it? We're not going to include it. Sulh is an ism. Mubtada is a ism, right? So this is going to be as-sulh. That's the mubtada. What is my khabar? Khair. Yes, mubtada is always an ism. Khairun. Mubtada is always an ism. That is how we'll approach this. As-sulhu khairun. Okay, let's make some observations about the mubtada and khabar, and let's write them down here. All right, so let's look at, for example, sorry, one sec here. Okay, the mubtada is, as you said, it is. It begins the sentence, right? It begins the sentence. Or maybe you can say at the, let's say at the beginning of the sentence. Correct? The khabar would be at the end of the sentence. It does well, Sadim. So the beginning of the sentence, sulh, right? That doesn't mean that it is the first thing, right? It doesn't mean it's the first thing. It's at the beginning of it. And the khabar is at the end of it. Okay? Are you with me? All right. Can you have words in between? Most definitely you can. But that's a good point, that it's not the first word, right? It's the beginning of the sentence. All right. Another thing we can say confidently is, right? So, mubtada is what? Is. Before is, thank you. And the khabar is. No, cancel. Khabar is. After is. Okay. Now, mubtada as-sulhu. Okay. Mubtada, as we'll see, is. Let's leave this one. Observation in the, for a little bit, but let's look at some other things, right? Like we notice that mubtada is its status is marfu', right? Its status is marfu', correct? As-sulhu. What is the status of the khabar? Also. Marfu'. Indeed, it is always, right? Always marfu'. No problem. Okay, another thing that we can notice. Let me just split the screen here a little bit. A good observation, Sister Maryam. And I think somebody else before that made that observation. Which was the mubtada is. The mubtada is definite, right? Mubtada is definite. However, we're going to say, I'm going to put a star here. Why am I putting a star? Any thoughts? Not always, right? Not always will it be definite, generally. Khabar is indefinite. Correct, but I will put a star there again because what? It could change. Very good. All right, notice also let's go down for this chart a little bit. We'll come back to these observations. We're gonna fill in a few more things, not right away though. Okay. Let us talk about the properties of the ism, right? Let's just break it down by that. So list the properties of the mubtada. As-sulhu, its status, I think we have, we know it's marfu'. Its number. Both are ism are a good observation, sister, with that. That's a good observation. But I want to take you to a different direction here. Number is singular. Gender. Gender is masculine. Very good. Type. Type is definite. Sister Bridget, the definite ism. So definite is not doesn't have anything to do with gender. You can have definite that is, or definite does not have anything to do with number. You can have definite that is singular. You can have definite that is pair. You can have definite that is plural. Remember, we saw that when we're doing the tables for the Muslim and Mu'min and all those words, right? Just hold on 1 second. Sorry about that. Ah, right. Where were we? See, like the definite and the number doesn't have anything. There's no correlation. You can have singular, definite, the man, the Muslim man, or the man, the two Muslim men, definite, the Muslim men, plural, definite. Make sense? All right, great. Alhamdulillah. Status of the khabar. I think that's easy to say. Marfu. Its number. Oh boy. Number is 1. All right. Its number is 1. Its gender. Khayrun. Right, no ta marbuta, we're okay with it being masculine. And its type in indefinite, right? Based on this, what does it seem? Can you say something about like these three things? They're the same, right? They're the same, okay? Except type. Type is different. So we can say, when I put marfu' and marfu' like this, but perhaps I could have said the following, right? Perhaps I could have done this. Perhaps I could maybe merge these two cells. Right, and say they're both marfu', right? And also perhaps I could say that the, you know, gender matches, correct? And I could also say maybe, what do I have? I have number first, right? So I can say number matches, correct? And I can say, also what? Gender matches. Yes or no? Can you make like can we say that confidently about our table or our mubtada and khabar? Based on this. I think we can. Alhamdulillah. Right? So all right, great. Alhamdulillah. If I'm trying to make you slip, There's a reason. Don't be afraid. Right? If I'm saying something, like a lot of times people are hesitant, they're like, is he trying to trick us? Let's not say anything. Yes, I'm trying to like build it up to something. All right? So play along. Don't be scared, inshallah. We can say number matches and we can say gender matches. Okay? Very good. They mirror each other's properties. Okay? But I'm going to put a star here in the gender. Okay? Because sometimes it does not. Now, let us take this information that we just spoke about. And let us write some rules, these observations, right? Let us write some rules that define the Mubtada and Khabar. And based on that, we will do a whole bunch of examples. And we'll learn a lot from those examples, inshallah. All right? Ready? Okay, first rule, I'll write this for you. The Mubtada and Khabar are tied together. They are tied together by the implied is. This is an important first rule to write. The reason why we're writing it out is because this is something like, there's something like in old or more, not all, classic grammar manuals, that's how they describe the relationship between Mubtada and Khabar. It's tied together. Musnad and Musnad ilayhi. That's how they describe it. What does it mean? It's like attached to something, like a chain together almost. Okay? That's the way we like to describe it. The Mubtada and Khabar, they are together in a sentence. What holds them together is that bond that's created by is. All right. Now, Sister Nadia asked a good question here. And we will answer it. We will say the Mubtada. All right. The Mubtada and Khabar are always marfu. They are always marfu. Okay? That clear? That is like no star. Always in capital and bold. Okay? All right, we can also say that the Mubtada is generally definite, correct? Mubtada generally definite. You can also say the Khabar is generally what? Indefinite. Excellent. We can also say that the Mubtada and Khabar have the same number. Correct? Singular, singular, pair, plural. And the last thing you can say is, can you tell me the last thing you can say? No, Brother Salim, that's not true. Generally, the Mubtada and Khabar have the same gender generally. Okay? Make sense? Okay, let's apply this. You're like, sure, it makes sense. Let's apply it, shall we? Let me decrease the size of this a little bit so I can fit all six of these in one. Aha, excellent. Okay, here is my my definite ism. Or here's my here's my sentence. Wallahu khayrun. This is the ayah that is that we're referring to. This is the ayah. Let's see if you can tell me where this ayah or who this ayah is talking about. Inna amanna bi rabbina. We have believed in our Lord. Liyaghfira lana khatayana. So that he may forgive us our sins. وَمَا أَكْرَهْتَنَا عَلَيْهِ مِنَ السِّحْرِ. And forgive us the sorcery that you have forced us to practice. Who's talking about? Any idea? Who are these people? The magicians of the Pharaoh. Went up and tried to challenge Musa alayhi salam. All right? They in fact became Muslim. فَأُلْقِيَ السَّحَرَةُ سُجَّدًا. The magicians prostrated themselves saying, آمَنَّا بِرَبِّ هَارُونَ وَمُوسَى. We believe in the Lord of Aaron and Moses. Right? So they actually, and that angered Fir'aun to no end. And he threatened to punish them and kill them. So that is what they're replying Fir'aun with. That, you know, whatever, do whatever you want to do. Wallahu khayrun. Allah is the best and the most abiding. Okay, let's look at the ayah here. Help me translate this ayah, people. What is the translation? And Allah is a good slash best. Now, let me share something with you. The thing that's interesting, or the thing that's tricky about these sentences is that the Quran actually does not have that many simple ism sentences. Okay, the Quran. So I wanted to keep as many of our examples as I possibly can from the Quran. All right. So, khayrun is actually a masdar. Okay. Khayrun is actually a masdar, and this is an interesting type of masdar where it can be used for good. It can be used for better. It can be used for best. It can be used for like a exclamation mark. Best. All right. It has many, many variations that are very beautiful in the Quran. So that's why you will have, we're going to translate it in this kind of way. Good. That's our literal translation, but understand the actual meaning is Allah is the best. Okay? Are you okay with that? All right. How can we identify Jumla Ismiya when it's coming at the end of the verse? Excellent question, Sister Vidad. The answer to that question is a little complicated, and it has to do with the wow. You can identify it, inshallah, once we're able to understand sentences more deeply. Then you will be able to identify that the sentence ended here. The first sentence ended there. That's why you see the full stop is right here. And then we will realize also the Quran's ayat are not all fully sentences. Their sentence will start and stop sometimes at the end of the ayah, sometimes in the middle of the ayah. Okay? That's an advanced question. I wouldn't worry about it right now. Okay? All right, Wallahu khayrun. Okay, let's look at The Mubtada, right? That's the first question we ask. Where's the Mubtada? What is the Mubtada? The Mubtada is the word Allah, right? The word Allahu. Correct? Yeah, there we go. The word Allah. What is my khabar? Khabar is khayrun. Khabar is khayrun. All right. Let's look at our Let's look at our rules. Mubtada and khabar are tied together by the implied is, yes or no? Indeed, right? They're tied together. Allah is good / best. The mubtada and khabar are always marfu', are they? Yes. Mubtada is generally definite. Is it? Yes. Interesting thing to note is Allahu, proper names are just like as if they have an al, all right? Proper names are definite, all right? So this is definite. The khabar is generally indefinite. True or false? True. Have the same number. This is one. Khayrun is one. Alhamdulillah. Gender is the same. Masculine. Alhamdulillah. All our rules check out. What would be another example of a proper name? I'm glad you asked, Brother Salim. Next example. This is from Surah Fath. Surah Fath, this is the last ayah of Surah Fath. Very beautiful ayah. Muhammadur Rasulullah. Okay? Can we translate this ayah? Translation. Bibal, what do you think? Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Sorry. Is the messenger of Allah, right? The messenger, Allah, right? Yes or no? I could actually probably say here, hey, you know what? There should be an off there, right? The messenger of Allah. All right. What's the first thing I'm looking for? Mubtada. What is my Mubtada? Muhammadun. Next thing I look for. Khabar. What is that? We have two opinions. Rasul or Rasulullah. Do you remember? Minal jinnati wan nas. right? I had asked when we were doing that, I said it can't be two isms, right? Khabar is only one ism, Rasul. Rasulu. Okay, let's add something. Are always marfu' and are how many words? One word. Yep. All right. What is the word Allahi here? We'll talk about it at the end of the class, inshallah. Okay. Let's look at our rules. Mubtada and khabar are tied together by the implied S. Yes or no? Yes. One word each, Sister Salon, you say? Okay, one word each. Thank you. All right. Are they always marfu'? Muhammadun Rasulu. Yay. One word each. Indeed. All right. Mubtada is generally definite. Is it definite? But it has a tanween. Muhammadun has a tanween. Ah, here is an exception, or here is another rule when it comes to definite indefinite. We only learned about definite when it had al, right? Yes or no? But there's other ways isms are definite. We haven't learned all of those yet. This is the second in the list. All right? Don't worry about memorizing the list. Just slowly, slowly you'll acquire it. Okay? The second way is, I think, very common sense. A proper name. A proper name, a person. Muhammadun. Arijun. Hamidun, whoever, right? That is going to be definite because it's a person, right? It's not some like generic Muslim man or whatever, a man. It is like a specific person, the person whose name is Muhammad. You see? So in fact, that is a way. That's a second way of some of an ism becoming definite. Make sense, people? Feminine names, yes, as well. Fatima, Maryam, da da da. Don't worry about the third, sister Halima. We'll learn it. I used to teach this stuff, and I was like, here are the seven ways stuff becomes definite. Okay, guess how many people would remember that right away? Very few people. Okay, very few. There are in fact seven. But once we do it step by step by step, and you will see it coming before I tell you. That way, inshallah, you will have it retained in a better, more organic way. Sounds good? Alhamdulillah. Okay. Khabar is indefinite. We can't say anything about this right now. We can't say anything about this. This one, we'll put NA here. Alright. Mubtada and Khabar have the same number. Muhammad is one. Rasulu is one. All right. Mubtada and Khabar have generally the same gender. Muhammad is masculine. Rasulu is masculine. All right. Yay. Got it. So, we will say this works with our rules. All right. Let's look at something very interesting. Are you ready? Pronouns. Pronouns. They're coming. They're on their way. Ayyaman ma'dudat. Fast for a specific number of days. فَمَنْ كَانَ مِنْكُمْ مَرِيضًا أَوْ عَلَى سَفَرٍ فَعِدَّةٌ مِّنْ أَيَّامٍ أُخَرٍ. Notice again, folks, by the way, من is your half jar, and you notice ism majrur is أَيَّامٍ, right? Or for example, عَلَى is a half jar, and سَفَرٍ is your ism majrur. Okay? So, what does it say? But if any among you is ill or on a journey, let him fast the same number of days later. What is this ayah talking about? Any guesses? Ramadan fasting. Perfect. Okay? If you are sick or if you are traveling, you can make up your fast, the exceptions for people who don't have to fast in Ramadan. You know, there's like scholars say, for example, that if you see somebody in Mecca, in the Haram, in Ramadan, eating something, you know, during the day, don't assume that this is like a sinner. Why? Because they could be a traveler, right? And Mecca probably is a traveler. So it's a very interesting, like, you know, subhanAllah, like, way of thinking about it. If you are sick or on a journey, even if our journey is to like the Haramain or something, it's a person has the option of not fasting. Of course, it's much easier to fast when you are, you know, in that area. And of course, you know, something in Ramadan, you know, it's like a healthy fiqh difference of opinion whether you should fast or not. We're not going to get into that. But I just wanted to, like, you know, just an anecdote share with you. All right. After that, what does it say? وَعَلَى الَّذِينَ يُطِيقُونَهُ فِدْيَةٌ طَعَامُ مِسْكِينَ. For those who can fast only with extreme difficulty, there is a way to compensate the feeding of a needy person, right? So this is the person who cannot fast because they are too old or they are chronically ill or something. Even like a sister who is temporarily ill or temporarily cannot fast, like somebody who's pregnant or breastfeeding, etc., etc. Fidyatun ta'amu miskin. Now, there is a lot of difference of opinion on what this ayah is exactly, not difference of opinion, but a healthy discussion of the ulama of how this is applied, right? How this ayah is to be applied. Now, then Allah says, فَمَن تَطَوَّعَ خَيْرًا فَهُوَ خَيْرٌ لَهُ. And that is our sentence. Okay? The one who does good on his own accord, فَهُوَ خَيْرٌ. Oops. فَهُوَ خَيْرٌ. Okay. Can I get a translation for this? Okay. Fa means then. Huwa. If you remember from the tutorial, huwa meant what? He. Right? He. All right. He is good / better. Remember I told you khair could mean good, better, best, and best with an exclamation mark, right? It could mean all three things. All four things, sorry. Context tells you, subhanAllah. That's a good translation, alhamdulillah. Then he is good / better. What is my mubtada? The mubtada is huwa. Huwa is mubtada. What is the khabar? Khabar is khayrun. Right? Good / better. Very good. Alhamdulillah. All right. Very nice. Jazakumullah khayran. You see some referral issues. Oh, all right. Let's try to resolve them, brother Salim. The mubtada and khabar are tied together by the implied is. I think this you can just check off by default because they are related together by the is. Okay. The mubtada and khabar are always marfu and are one word each. True or false? Now people are like, we don't want to answer. Not sure. Don't see it. That is a good response because we haven't covered pronouns yet. Right? Now, here is the thing. Here, let me ask you a question. Are you ready? All right. What are the root letters of this word? Huwa. Huwa is an ism. We can be very certain of that. It's an ism. He. All right. But what are the root letters of huwa? Any guesses? All right. Better question. Does it have root letters? Yes or no? No root letters. Okay. There is no root letters. There are ism that don't have root letters. Generally, those isms that don't have root letters, there is a very interesting peculiarity about them. The peculiarity about them is that you cannot tell its status by looking at R3. Why? Because they don't have R3. Make sense? How do you know their status? There are other ways to know their status. There are other ways to know their status. We will learn this, inshallah, when we get to pronouns. I think I have that in like 2 weeks. I forgot where I wrote that. Okay, I don't want to open that file right now. I think next week we're going to do pronouns, inshallah. So, there are other ways to know their status. And for now, take my word that huwa is marfu'. Huwa is marfu'. Okay? yes. It's also a good way of looking at a system without resembling. It's always marfu', so it must be marfu', right? All pronouns are only in the sentence. Sister Maryam, please ask that question next week. Because that is a pertinent question for next week, inshallah. Okay? We'll break the pronouns down into two categories. One of them is always marfu', one of them is mansub or majrur. Okay? That's your spoiler. All right? The category that's always marfu', huwa is from that category. Okay? Alhamdulillah. Is that all right, inshallah? Alhamdulillah. Let us say this is fine for now. Khayrun definitely is marfu'. Huwa, we will assume it to be marfu'. Mubtada is generally definite. We don't know pronouns just yet, so we're going to exclude this question for now. Maybe instead of any, I'm going to say TBD. Right? To be determined. All right? To be determined. Khabar is generally indefinite. Khairun. Yes or no? Yes, right? Alhamdulillah. Mubtada and khabar have the same number, again, to be determined, because we haven't studied the properties of the pronoun as an ism. And likewise, the gender we have not really studied. So we're going to put all these as TBDs for now. Okay? But this sentence does work. He is good, better. Okay? Alhamdulillah. Let us look at another jumla. Another interesting jumla. قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد. Translation for me, people. Allahu Samad. Allah is unique. Okay, that's a good translation. As Samad. Let's perhaps go to Quran.com to find a translation, shall we? What is the Surah 112/2? All right. Sufficient, everlasting. Right?
Al-Samad.
The eternal, the absolute. Dr. Mustafa Khattab has a good translation. The sustainer needed by all. The sustainer needed by all.
Al-Samad.
Al-Samad actually is an interesting word. How much time do we have some time? If we were to open up... the dictionary, where is the dictionary gone? Let's open up the dictionary here. I think this is worth our a few minutes of our time. Is that okay, people? Where is... Oh, please tell me it has bookmarks. No, ya Allah. Okay, can I search? Find, oh, sorry, I'm typing something wrong. So, no. Okay, well, that sucks. Let us try to scroll. Okay, what is the alphabet? Alif, ba, ta, tha, jim, fa, lam, 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 sin, shin, sa, ta, ta, va, ayin. Seen, sheen, sod, right? Seen, sheen, sod. Seen, aha, got it. Oh, Sister Salon, just look at it. I just saw that. It's okay, we're almost there. Seen, got sheen, and we got sod. And then meme at the very end, I know that. Right there is our meme. Come on, meme. Ah, yay. Right here, 435. Allahu Akbar. Oh, it's a... we got it. Yay. Fit to scrolling mode. All right. Sod, meme, dal. Oh, that's okay. Samad, huh? Look at that. Hard, rugged, elevated ground to be solid, support a source of strength, to make for, to direct oneself towards, to aim at, to endeavor to reach or attain, to seek power from. Of this root, one from, a samad occurs once in the Quran. Isn't that interesting? Only one time this word comes in the Quran. Huh? As-Samad. You see, it says quasi-act particle. You know what act is referring to? Take a guess. Actor. Perfect. Right? Quasi-actor. It's not the pattern of the actor. It's not fa'il. It's not, you know, alim. It's not Muslim. It's kind of like it. All right? Okay, look at what it says. The dependable one, the one from whom others request help, one who is constant, an attribute of Allah, an attribute of God, eternal. Allahu Samad, God is the eternal, the dependable, the dependable. As-Samad, As-Samadiyya is the name of Surah 112, Makkan Surah, so named because of the reference in verse 2 to Al-Ikhlas, verse 2 to As-Samad. So this is an interesting piece of information. Surah Ikhlas, قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ, is known as Ikhlas, also known as Surah As-Samad, or Samadiyya, because of the word Allahu Samad. And its meaning is the one whom others request help from. And the one who is constant, dependable, not in need of anybody. I think the word eternal is good, right? The eternal dependable. So we'll take eternal slash dependable as our translation, and we'll say Allah is, help me out here. The eternal, right? Right? The eternal dependable. All right, tell me, people. Mubtada. Tell me about Mubtada. What is it? It is the word Allah, right? All right. What's my khabar? Oh, my goodness. My khabar is As-Samad. Right? My khabar is As-Samad. Do. Okay. Mubtada and khabar are tied together by the implied is. They are, right? Allah is As-Samad. Got it. Mubtada and khabar are always marfu'. Mubtada is generally definite. I think this is check. Mubtada is generally indefinite. Check or no check? Generally indefinite. Right? It isn't. This is definite. Definitely definite. It has al, right? That's why I said it is generally indefinite. Meaning sometimes it can be definite. Right? Sometimes it can be. Are you with me, people? Sometimes it can be. This is the case. Why have that rule? The reason why we have this rule, Sister Maryam, is because in Arabic, there is very few things that are always. Very few, actually. Most are generally. Most rules in Arabic grammar are actually generally. Okay? That's how the way the language is. Because it is a rich, complicated language, and the Quran that we're studying is the pinnacle of language. Okay? So anything that is, you know, if you're writing very simple speech, like say you're writing a contract, like a law, like a lawyer, something like a lawyer would write, you know, fine print. It will be very, like, it won't have any exceptions. Very, very straightforward language. But language that is, by its nature, miraculous. Language that, in its nature, changes minds and changes hearts. That is beyond the scope of always, always, always. It is needs to have exceptions. It needs to be flexible enough. Okay? Most Arabic grammar rules are like that for that reason. Because it gives the language the ability, or it gives the Quran the language to be able to be the miracle, right? That allows us to be the Muslims that we are. Okay? So that's why we have these rules. Because most of these are generally. Okay? Is this common for the name attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Yes, it is not common, but it does occur in the attributes of the name of Allah. All right. Now, the names of Allah are usually written with al, you're right. But in the Quran, they don't always come with al, right? They don't always come with al, قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ. أَحَدٌ is not al, right? So that is that. Inshallah. Same number, singular. Same gender, masculine. So this works.
Hmm?
Make sense? I'm sorry to disappoint you. If you want, always, it won't work in every grammar. All right, next one. This, by the way, you know, is actually, as you mentioned this, I didn't think about this, like, this question is a good question. SubhanAllah, I never thought about it that way. But even in, like, usul al-fiqh, this discussion is quite common, right? Like, they would say, oh, this is a rule, right? And then they would say, before even defining rules, one of the important things you study in usul al-fiqh, how to derive rulings is, when can you have, like, rules are generalities. They're going to have exceptions. So this is a very interesting discussion, not just in language, but also like in branches of fiqh as well. All right. Laylatul qadri khayrun min alfi shahr. Right. Inna anzalnahu fi laylatil qadr. Notice fi harjar laylati. Right. Mama adraka ma laylatul qadr. What will make you comprehend what is the night of destiny? Laylatul qadri khayrun min alfi shahr. The translation, please. Laylatul qadri. Okay, the night. I'm gonna put off in brackets of power is good / better, right? And as you might know, in this ayah, it is better than what? Alfi shahr min harjar alfi ism majrur, 1,000 months, right? Better than now, 1,000 months. So this is good. Alhamdulillah. Well done. Now let's look at our mubtada. Mubtada. What's the mubtada? Mubtada is it Laylatul Qadri? Is it people? It is, in fact, Laylatu. That's okay, alhamdulillah, because it is one word. Alhamdulillah, next word is khabar. Or next thing we're looking for is khabar. What is my khabar? Oh boy. Khayrun. Black box is taking over. Okay, let me try again. All right, how is it now? Good, alhamdulillah. Laylatul Qadri khayrun. Let's look at the examples, or more precisely the rules. Okay, they're tied together. Night of power, right? This is the night, and good, better. They're tied together by the is. So yes, that is true. Always marfu'. Yes. One word each. Yes. Definite, let's leave it as TBD. Okay. It does have a classification. We will learn that, inshallah, at the end of class today and more on Thursday. Inshallah. Generally indefinite. Khairun. Indefinite. Same number. Laylatu night, right, is singular actually. Khayrun is singular, works. Have the same gender generally. Laylatu gender, feminine. Khayrun, masculine, right? Does the gender match? Gender does not match. Right? That's why, if you remember, I put gender matches with a star, right? There are exceptions. There are times where it does not match. For example, this case. And that's why we said that the gender, they have the same gender. The word you will love now. Generally. Right? So they don't match. But that's okay. Because we said it mostly matches, but not always. Okay? Here's a hint for why sometimes it doesn't match. Are you ready for it? This is deep. Khayrun. What family member is Khayrun? I remember I said something about it. It's a master, right? It's a master. Masters sometimes, in fact, masters often transcend gender. So when the master is a khabar, it kind of just doesn't care about what the gender is. If you didn't get that, don't worry. I'll bring that up again later. All right. But don't you worry. That's why we have generally there. Okay. I think I have one more example for you. Last example, which is, Okay, this is the last one. Okay, innamal mu'minuna ikhwatun. Okay, what is the translation? Surely all believers are brothers. Okay, ikhwatun means brothers. Okay, now help me out here with the translation. The translation is, the believers, what was in the brackets? Are, right? Are. Ikhwatun means brothers. All right? Here I'm using are. Can I use are? I said implied is. Can I use that? Plural, right? Like, is, you know, is, he is good. They are good. Right? Unless you speak like Charles Barkley. I like Charles Barkley. Charles Barkley, oh, you don't know who Charles Barkley is? Allah. Okay. You have to Google him. You have to Google who Charles Barkley is. Not Broccoli, Charles Barkley. He's a basketball player. He's a basketball player. He is a sports analyst. And he is he has a very hilarious way of speaking. yeah, but Salim, I must feel the same way. Yes. Anyway. Jokes aside, Barkley aside, let's go back to this. The brothers are, or the believers are brothers. Mubtada is great golfer. Is mu'minuna, right? Al-Mu'minuna. Khabar is... Khabar is... My goodness, where is it? Ikhwatun. Ikhwatun. Are they tied together by the implied is? Yes or no? Yes, right? R is like is, right? It is, it's the same thing. Right? Khabar is marfu'. Is the khabar marfu'? Mu'minuna? Is it? It's got a fatha there. The plural. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Alhamdulillah. one word each. Alhamdulillah. Ikhwatun is also marfu'. Mubtada is generally definite. Al-mu'minuna, yes. Okay. Khabar is generally indefinite. Yes. Mu'minuna is plural. Correct? Is ikhwatun plural? Brothers? This is a plural as well. This is actually a type of plural that we have not seen. This is a type of plural that has no predictable pattern. They're quite hard. That's okay. That's why we haven't seen them yet. Right? But right now we see one example of it. Brothers, plural, ikhwatun. Singular if it is, akhun. Singular if it is, akhun. All right. Ikhwatun, plural, have the same number. Okay. Have the same gender. All right. Here is another interesting little tidbit. How do you spell the name Hamza in Arabic? You spell it like this, right? Anybody named Hamza or know somebody named Hamza? That's how you write Hamza in Arabic. Right? Is Hamza masculine or feminine? Okay, good. You're saying it's feminine because of Ta'amur Buta, right? Yes or no? All right. Is Hamza a boy or a girl? The boy, right? So this is another rule of Arabic grammar. Ta'amur Buta does not mean feminine if the meaning is applicable to males only. Okay? Hamza is a male. You don't name a girl Hamza. Alright? The Arabs did not have any gender fluidity. It's just boy or girl, alright? So you wouldn't name a girl Hamza. But the name had Ta'amarbuta in it. So it's feminine, like it being feminine linguistically got overridden by the fact that it applied to a male. Okay? That is, by the way, this is vice versa as well. You can have a word that is masculine, but it only applies to females. For example, pregnant, hamil, okay? Not hamilatun, they would say hamil, which is a masculine ism, but applies only to females. So its gender gets overridden by its meaning, because it applies to females in that case. This is another interesting twist in Arabic. Okay, so you have ikhwatun. You have ikhwatun, does it apply to men or women? Men. That is why its gender is not going to be female. Its gender is going to be masculine. It's going to be masculine. This comes in the Quran quite a bit, actually. It's kind of this little twist in the Quran is quite a bit. So, again, I don't want to give you a sanitized version of Arabic, folks. I don't want to give you al-baytu kabirun, al-babu jadidun. You know, like those words that are very, very basic. I want our study of Quran or our Arabic to remain inside the Quran, where we are able to go through a list of rules and figure out what's right, what's wrong. And I spend a lot of time figuring out what examples to pick. All right. But then also there is complexity that's there that I want you to see, even if you don't know and even if you don't get it right away. Because the purpose of our study is to be able to understand the Quran, right? Yes or no? This is yes. Alhamdulillah. All right. This is good. The brothers are believers. All of that is correct. Walillahi alhamd. We got our checklist. Now, I had promised you I was going to tell you something about Laylatul Qadri, the off, right? Okay, just give me a minute here and then we'll end. Three things will happen. Number one, the word Laylatu will not have a tanween. Laylatu, does it have tanween? Yes or no? No tanween. Does it have al? No al. Interesting. We can't really tell its status. I'm sorry. We can't really tell its type, right? That's why when definite and definite came, I said TBD. Because both things aren't there. And then the word after, al-qadari, is it majroor? Yes, it is majroor. When you have these three things all true for two words that are back to back like this, Laylatul Qadri, that's when you create the meaning of off. That's when you create the meaning of off. This is called mudaf and mudaf ilayhi. The thing that is joined or stacked together. Okay, that is actually the next thing that we'll study inshallah on Thursday. This is, you see here as well, Rasulullah, messenger of Allah. Rasulu, does it have al? No al. Tanween? No tanween. Allahi, the word is jar, majroor. The word Allahi is majroor. Is majroor, and that's why you have messenger of Allah. All right, with that, inshallah, I will stop. Thank you for sticking around. I wanted to just get to this point to make sure we're all caught up and let this marinate, inshallah, in your minds. So when you come on Thursday, you know, the result, the dish that we cook is extra tasty, inshallah. All right, jazakumullahu khairan. Sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad. وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Yes, Google who checked this. Yes, Charles Barkley. السلام عليكم.